Day 30. Healthy Churches Want to Grow.
Today's passage comes from Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. Such a large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat on the lake and sat there while the whole crowd was on the shore by the lake. He taught them many things in parables, and in his teaching said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it did not have much soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. When the sun came up, it was scorched, and because it did not have sufficient root, it withered. Other seed fell among the thorns, and they grew up and choked it, and it did not produce grain. But other seed fell on good soil and produced grain, sprouting and growing. Some yielded 30 times as much, some 60, and some 100 times." And he said, "Whoever has ears to hear had better listen." When he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. He said to them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those outside, everything is in parables, so that although they look, they may look but not see, and although they hear, they may hear but not understand, so that they may not repent and be forgiven." He said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. Whenever they hear, immediately Satan comes and snatches the word that was sown in them. These are the ones sown on rocky ground. As soon as they hear the word, they receive it with joy. But they have no root in themselves and do not endure. Then when trouble or persecution comes because of the word, immediately they fall away. Others are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, but worldly cares, the seductiveness of wealth, and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, and it produces nothing. But these are the ones sown on good soil. They hear the word and receive it and bear fruit, 130 times as much, 160, and 100. In Great Britain during the Second World War, there were posters displayed in public places with a photograph of Winston Churchill. Underneath was the caption, "Deserve victory." He had told the nation that victory could not be guaranteed. It could only be deserved. Sometimes the enemy comes in greater numbers, has superior firepower, or controls better ground on the battlefield. All a military force can do is place itself in the best possible position to win and then fight in such a way that they deserve victory. Sometimes a church is located in a community with a shrinking population. Sometimes the soil into which they sow the gospel seed is hard. It may be that time will be needed to cultivate the soil. Sometimes a harvest has come in recent years, and it will be another while before a large harvest comes. The remaining unbelievers are the ones who said no. For now, there will be mercy drops, not showers. Sometimes the total population is the same, but the population makeup is shifting, and it will take a while for the congregation to figure out how to reach the population that is beginning to make up their community. There are things beyond the control of a church. Growth cannot be guaranteed with a new program. However, the church can deserve to grow. When is growth deserved? Mark 4 says a sower went forth to sow. The ground received the seed differently, but the seed was consistently the same, and it was consistently sown. Church members can control whether or not they pick up on the spiritual condition of people around them in their daily routines. If you are unsure of someone's spiritual condition, is it because you haven't asked? Church members can control whether or not they remain alert to witnessing opportunities and whether or not they have gospel conversations. A church can control whether they find ways to reach into new pockets of people in the community. They will have more success with some groups than with others, but they will deliberately develop plans to reach people who are a little bit different from them. Sometimes one hears in a church, "It's all about numbers here." We realize that not everything that counts can be counted. We also realize that a cemetery continues to experience growth, but there's no life. However, sometimes what counts can be counted, and people count. Peter Wagner writes, "I was in a discussion group a while ago, and a person in the group was hung up against numbers. At one point in the discussion, he exclaimed, 'My Bible tells me to feed the sheep, not to count them.' I didn't answer at the time, but later I was reading Philip Keller's book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. Keller is a professional sheep rancher who is also a sensitive Christian author. Keller has a great deal to say about feeding the sheep, but he also explains that it is so essential for a careful shepherd to look over his flock every day, counting them to see that they are all able to be up and on their feet. He tells of what a great blessing it is when a ewe has twin lambs instead of only one. I believe that counting sheep is such a natural part of a shepherd's life that Jesus took for granted his followers would know that. It is biblical to feed the sheep, but also to count them. Jesus told about a shepherd with 100 sheep. He discovered that one was missing and went looking for the one. Question: how did he know? A sower went forth to sow. That was his intention and purpose. Nothing is watered down for the sake of getting a bigger crowd. The seed is the word. The sower understands that not every seed he sows will come up and bear fruit, but the more he sows, the more he will reap. The sower sows because he wants to harvest. Today's questions. Does the phrase in Acts 2:47 sound like a wonderful thing to you? "And every day the Lord added to them those who were being saved." Can you find any counting in that? How much would you like for your church to be crowded? Is that something you pray for? What would you give to see that? Today's prayer guidance. Jesus, Lord of the church, please add new people to this body. Please do so regularly. Bring people to faith in Christ here. Bring people into our spheres of influence. Add people to our classes. Send them through the baptistry and into the life of discipleship.